being in that apparel mart, seeing those shows, that morning shows that Kim Dawson produced, I was around all the action, around all the mobbing part. And then one day I'm in the showroom window showing, and one of Kim Dawson's makeup artists went by. They were looking for a large size model. And I was a size 10, 12. And which makes me annoyed to even have to say that, because I don't consider a 10, 12 a large size model. You know, and that's the rules, of course, back then were even more strict about that. But anyway, she stuck her head in and said, "Have you ever modeled?" And I said, "Well, yes, I have." And she said, "Would you come by the Kim Dawson agency at noon and put on a couple outfits? We have a show tomorrow, and Kim's trying to book a model." And I went, "Yes, ma'am." So I didn't know what was going to happen, but I went in there. They rushed me in the room, and I put on the world's ugliest clothes you've ever seen. It was like a toe sack. It was hanging all over me. It was too big for me. But I modeled that thing like it fit me like a glove. I walked in and big smile on, and to Kim Dawson herself sitting right there, because I knew what she looked like. I knew who she was, and I was so scared. And I walked in and big smile and did a turn, and she said, "What's your name, honey?" And I said, "Susan." She said, "Susan, you've got the job. You be here at 4:45 in the morning." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And I went out, and I said, "What do I have to do? Where do I have to go?" And they said, "You be here at 4:45. So, oh, my gosh, I was excited. I couldn't sleep, and I didn't know what to do. Well, I thought I was wearing that ugly thing I had on, you know. But I was like, if it's ugly or not, I'm going down that runway at the market, you know, which is huge. It's where they filmed the movie in. You know, it's huge, you know, huge. And so I thought, well, now surely they're going to tell me what to do. So, anyway, I go back. I live in Arlington, so I drive back to Arlington. I'm so excited. I can barely sleep. I get up at 3 in the morning. Fit my hair, I put my makeup on, I head over there, and they told me where to park out back. I get parking, and I come in. They said, "Come through the dock of the apparel mart. Your name will be on the list." So I come through the dark. It's dark, you know, it's night. I mean, it's nice. It's 4 by then. I get 4:15 in the morning. And so I'm going in, and I see all these people coming in. They got all these headscarves on things, and they're all pulling bags of, you know, luggage bags, and I'm like, "Well, who are these people?" Well, heck, they were the models. They were the real models. I was just learning new models. And I did not know that you didn't show up with your hair and makeup done. I mean, I was ready, hair and makeup on. And I show up, give them my name, and then I have to stand around till 7 a.m. to the fashion show, because everyone else, those models coming in that kind of looked like they were working in the building, they were the models, and they had curlers in their hair and no makeup on and carrying their luggage bags full of shoes. So I only had one outfit to wear, and I knew the shoe wear I had with me. So I just kind of stood around observing everything in awe, and I thought, well, now they're going to surely tell me what to do. So I asked someone, I'm new. This is my first show with you all. What do you have to do? Well, you know, you, Susan, you just go up there, but you just go. You just go. I went, okay. I think I can do that. So I'm standing backstage. She says, "Go." The headset's on. I walk out, big platforms, and they say, "Go stand on the platforms until it's time for you to go." They didn't tell me when the mic gets halfway down, then you go. You know, they failed to tell me that. So I'm up on the platform smiling, you know, thinking, oh, gosh, this is the big time. And I'm listening. I always really try to follow directions real well. And the one thing I think I did pretty well in my life is to kind of listen to directions. If I didn't know anything, I was trying to absorb it all and listen to what they said to do. Even though they didn't tell me, I was listening to what was going on. And Kim Dawson was over the side. She was commentating. That was back when you had the commentator at the side. And I was on the platform. And I was paying attention, which is what I tell models all the time. Pay attention to your surroundings when you're out there. Don't get up in your own little world. I'm standing there, I'm smiling, but I'm paying attention. I'm alert. And I see, the other models already modeled in front of me. I knew I was supposed to go behind that girl, but I didn't know to go in the middle. But Kim Dawson looked up, saw I hadn't moved, and she's been fashion, of course, so many years and invented fashion in Dallas. She looked up and she said, "Susan," and she remembered my name, "Susan. Let's show them what you got." And, man, I took off down that runway and did my thing. It turned around and came off, and that was it. And that was the show. But if I hadn't been listening, I could have been stuck up on that pedestal forever and probably embarrassed, and she would probably never use me again.